Hi everyone, I'm Marc Miquel. I'm a Wikipedia researcher based in Barcelona, Catalonia, and I will present the project Wikipedia Diversity Observatory. Wikipedia is among the largest information repositories in the internet that are both multilingual and created through collaborative effort. Its main objective is to give free access to the sum of human knowledge. And because of that, it exists in more than 300 languages. Even though language communities, they make the project grow on a constant basis, the content of Wikipedia does not represent the existing diversity in peoples, places, and cultures of the world. In fact, there is a gap between language editions, and articles are often not shared or remain unique to one language. The creation of articles in Wikipedia language editions is spontaneous and non-directed. And we need more content diversity, which is first about representing concepts and then sharing across languages. Several studies, they show that cultural and geographical factors influence the topical distribution of contents, the articles that editors they choose to edit. In fact, the most active language editions, they represent extensively the context where the language is spoken, up to a quarter of their content, 25% of their articles in the most active language editions. And they create articles about a wide variety of topics, but they fail to ensure the minimal coverage of other languages related cultural and geographical context, which creates a culture gap. In fact, there exist other gaps. There are content gaps on gender, like the gender gap, resulting in a lower percentage of women in biographies, around 80%. And there are gaps about religion, geography, gender, ethnicity, etc. Editors, they maintain editorial freedom. It's true, we said that. But at the same time, they start to organize and be more aware that they need to bridge these gaps. And conferences are organized and tools have been created. Content diversity, in the end, is becoming a strategic priority. For instance, in 2018, the Wikimania annual conference dedicated to Wikipedians was held in South Africa with the theme Bridging the Knowledge Gaps, the Ubuntu Way Forward, to put emphasis on the Africa's underrepresentation. Tools to monitor specific gaps like the gender gap have started to appear, but other content gaps still are to be addressed. No project is aimed at showing both the gaps and providing suggestions to bridge them so that editors can immediately act when they see them. And how can we help these editors to identify and bridge the gaps on any relevant category? The solution we propose is called Wikipedia Diversity Observatory, which is a project started in 2017 and opens a new space for both scholars and Wikipedia editors to identify and act on the gaps they find. The project addresses the need to measure, to characterize and monitor the coverage of underrepresented groups of people, cultures, places, etc. We share the experience of having a unified site based on a framework to obtain the data and create finally the tools. The approach that the Wikipedia Diversity Observatory uses is threefold. So first, we need to create a data set for each Wikipedia language edition in which each article is characterized according to different features to determine whether it belongs to a relevant category for diversity, culture, gender, geography. Some features are straightforward because we can obtain them through Wikidata, and some others we need to use the category graphs or the linear structure of Wikipedias in order to find the semantic relations between articles. Finally, we put them into this database, which is available as CSS or as SQLite to download. And this database is fundamental for the second step, to compute the statistics. We need to calculate the coverage of each Wikipedia, the coverage of each group of articles by each Wikipedia. So for instance, we take a group of people, a subgroup like women or another subgroup like a specific ethnic group, and we compute the degree of coverage of a Wikipedia language edition or the articles created in a specific month. Like for instance, the articles created in German Wikipedia in May. And then we see whether this Wikipedia is going into the right direction of bridging this gap or not. These intersections are computed among a wide variety of sets of articles, and they are stored in order to create the dashboards. The third step is to create the dashboards and to provide visualizations and tools. We have visualizations for every kind of gap, for every category, the culture, the gender, the geography, based also on the articles with more page views, and also over time, like the diversity of our time dashboard. And then we have a set of tools aimed at showing a specific list of articles based on relevance, on common sets of articles between Wikipedias, on those having less pictures, etc. While the visualizations, they allow you to monitor the progress, the tools, they allow you to bridge the gaps. We now are going to show the dashboard called Diversity Over Time. This is a dashboard that we can see the creation of articles for one or more diversity categories and for one or more Wikipedia language editions. In this case, it's for 5 language editions and the articles about Sub-Saharan Africa. We see that the number of articles is rising for these language editions, but in relative terms, it remains very, very stable. So we can conclude that Wikimania, as an effort to bridge these gaps, was not truly very effective, perhaps only to raise awareness. In terms of tools, we want to present the top CCC articles, which are relevant, which are list of articles about every language local content and segmented by other 25 topics. These list of articles are top priority articles that they should exist in every other language. And we can retrieve them from one language and see its coverage in another language. Here we see Yoruba, top CCC articles on women, and its coverage by the Catalan Wikipedia. We see that there are many red links, which means that there are many gaps. We can introduce different columns with different features and sort them in order to choose the articles that fit our interest. Even though the top CC articles are very useful to export articles, to share articles across language editions, it's true that many language editions, they have their local content very underdeveloped. In fact, 140, they have less than 10% of their content dedicated to local content. For example, the African language Wolof, which is a language indigenous from Senegal, has articles on the football coach called Alex Ferguson, the American president Ronald Reagan, the Italian actress Anita Del Piano, but not an article on their current president of Senegal, Macky Sall. In order to fix this problem, we created the tool Missing CCC Articles. This tool allows you to find, to look for articles that should be in the local content of a Wikipedia language edition, but it's not in there yet, and instead it exists in a larger Wikipedia language edition. Here, we look for articles on people from the Wolof context that are missing, and we find them in English Wikipedia. Here, the 7th result is Macky Sall. And like with the other table, we can sort the articles by their features and in order to find which are more interesting in the results. The proposed approach by Wikipedia Diversity Observatory is very broad because it provides solutions to improve the coverage and the spread of articles. And it's useful for every Wikipedia language edition regardless of its community size and current capacity. And it's useful in order to improve the coverage and the spread for every category relevant to diversity. The research we present is a novel idea in the field of digital humanities that it's useful to improve the content diversity in peer production. We have provided a comprehensive technical framework to assess content imbalances in Wikipedia. In the past year, there has been an increase of awareness about the topic of diversity. So we can consider that this is a strategic topic and this is the right tool in order to improve and counteract the structural inequalities. The Wikimedia movement is organizing many contests and events, and this tool is already in use in intercultural spring, among others. Finding gaps is relevant to partnerships and education programs. And in fact, with the feedback that we obtain, we'll improve the list of articles with different topics and with a better user interface. Any Wikipedian can suggest new topics to have top priority list of articles and different categories. So we can track these gaps according to their needs. By making a better diversity observatory, I'm sure we are helping to improve better the coverage of the sum of human knowledge. Thank you very much. I'm available for any question.